Title: Distort an Amen Style Edit for VHS Rave Color in Ableton Live 12 Intermediate. Alright, let's take a classic Amen Style Break Edit and push it into VHS Rave territory inside Ableton Live 12, using only stock devices. Think crunchy transients, tapish smear, unstable pitch, and that overcooked mid-range that feels like it's been rinsed through a battered VCR but still rolls properly at drum and bass tempo and still mixes clean with a modern bass line. We're going to do this like a disciplined junglist. Keep a clean source, build controlled chaos, then resample and commit the magic so it's consistent and easy to arrange. Step 0. Session setup. Set your tempo to somewhere between 170 and 174. I'm going to sit at 172 BPM. Now create two audio tracks. Name the first one Amen RAW. That's your clean source, no matter what happens later. Name the second one Amen VHS Print. That's where we're going to record the processed result. Create two return tracks as well. Return A, call it Dub Echo. Return B, call it Small Verb. Even if you don't go heavy on effects today, having them ready makes arrangement moves way faster later. The reason we set it up like this is simple. You don't want to be automating 12 distortion parameters while you're trying to write a drop. You want to design the sound, print it, and then arrange it like auto. Old school workflow, modern speed. Step 1. Prepare the Amen. Slice it. Tighten it. Make it roll. Drop an Amen break sample onto Amen RAW. Open the clip view and turn warp on. For warp mode, start with beats. Set preserve to transients, and set the envelope somewhere around 20 to 40. You want it tight and controlled, but not clicky and chopped up. If your break starts sounding like popcorn, back the envelope down a bit. Now here's the move that makes this fun. Right-click the clip and choose Slice to New MIDI Track. Use Transient as the slicing preset and create it as a drum rack. Now your Amen is playable. Every slice is on a pad. This is where the Amen edit part happens. Let's talk quick groove guidelines. You still want the classic jungle DNA. Kick on 1. Snare hitting confidently on 2 and 4. Then you add motion with ghost notes and pickups. In ragolining drum and bass, those little extra notes are everything. A small kick pickup into the snare, a ghost snare just before the 2 or just before the 4, and maybe one reverse hit for drama. Teacher tip. Before you chase tone, a slash be your groove. Literally mute everything else. Loop 8 bars clean, and listen for timing. If a snare feels late, fix it now. Distortion is going to exaggerate micro timing problems, especially in ghost notes, and you'll end up blaming the distortion when it's actually the groove. Once you've got a pattern, try nudging a few select hits earlier by 5 to 15 milliseconds. Keep the main snare anchors on grid, but let some of the smaller notes lean forward. That gives urgency without turning into sloppy flam. Cool. Now we've got a rolling edit. Time to ruin it tastefully. Step 2. Build the VHS color chain, stock only. On your Amen drum rack track, we're going to group the processing into an auto effect rack. Name it VHS Rave Amen. Device order matters here, because we're building a controlled signal path. Punch first, then heat, then character, then grime, then wobble, then band limit, then discipline, then safety. So the chain is drum bus, saturator, roar, redux, chorus ensemble, auto filter, utility, limiter. Let's dial each one in. First, drum bus. This is your thump and crunch foundation. Set drive somewhere around 8 to 18%. Crunch around 10 to 25%. Boom around 10 to 25%. And set boom frequency around 45 to 65 Hz. If your track has a serious sub-bass line, don't get greedy with boom. You can make the whole tune fall apart by stacking too much low-end enhancement. Transient control. Anywhere from minus 5 to plus 10, depending on how clipped and forward you want it. The goal here is to make the kick and snare feel present before we add any chaos. Next, saturator. This is tapish heat. Choose soft sine or analog clip. Set drive around plus 3 to plus 8 dB. Turn soft clip on. Now the important part. Adjust the output so the loudness matches when you bypass the saturator. This is one of those pro habits. If you don't level match, you'll always prefer louder and you'll push things way too far. Next, roar. This is where the VHS Rave Byte lives. Set routing to serial. For style, try asymmetric or hard. Set drive around 15 to 35%. Then darken the tone slightly. VHS references aren't pristine bright. They're aggressive, but kind of chewed. Now the key. Filter movement. Choose bandpass or lowpass. If you go lowpass, start around 8 to 12 kHz. Then add modulation. Assign an LFO to the filter frequency. Rate around 0.2 to 0.6 Hz. Slow wobble. Keep the amount subtle. We want drift, not a seasick loop. This is a big concept. VHS vibe is often more about instability than it is about distortion. A tiny bit of movement sells the recorded media feeling instantly. Next, Redux. This is the aliasing and digital grime, like cheap sampler artifacts. Set downsample between 2 and 6. Start at 3.5. Set bit reduction to 8 to 12 bits. Start at 10. Then set dry slash wet around 15 to 40%. Start at 25. And here's a very drum and bass friendly trick. Automate the Redux dry slash wet up on fills, like the last beat of every 8 or 16 bars. That melt moment is a transition tool, not just a static sound. Next, Chorus Ensemble. This is your fake wow and flutter. Use chorus mode. Rate around 0.1 to 0.35 Hz. Slow. Amount 10 to 25%. Delay time 6 to 15 milliseconds. Feedback 0 to 10. Dry slash wet 10 to 20. Keep it subtle. Too much chorus will smear your snare and kill the roll. If the groove starts feeling like it's behind the beat, you've overdone it. Next, auto filter for band limiting. Set it to low pass, 12 or 24 dB. Cutoff around 7 to 11 kHz. I like starting at 9.5. Resonance low, around 0.5 to 1.5. The goal is VHS, not telephone. If you low pass at 5K, you're basically doing lo-fi radio, not rave tape. Then utility for mono discipline and gain staging. Turn bass mono on. Set width around 70 to 100%. Try 85. Now gain stage here so you're not relying on the limiter as your volume knob. Optional but really useful stereo trick. Put a utility before the modulation too. Set width around 90%. Then keep the later utility after modulation at 70 to 85. That stops the wobble from getting wildly wide while still letting it move. Finally, a limiter at thin end to catch peaks. Ceiling at minus 0.3 dB. Watch the gain reduction. Aim for about 1 to 3 dB of reduction on the break bus. If you're slamming 6 dB constantly, it'll start sounding like a flat sheet of noise. Step 3. Parallel distortion. Keep punch, add filth. Instead of destroying the whole break, duplicate the Amen track. Name one Amen clean punch and the other Amen VHS filth. On clean punch, keep it minimal. Maybe use EQ8. High pass around 25 to 35 Hz just to remove useless sub rumble. If it's boxy, dip around 250 to 400 Hz. On VHS filth, use your full VHS rack. Then add EQ8 after the distortion. High pass between 80 and 120 Hz to keep the true low end out of the filth layer. That's how you stop distortion from turning your sub into mud. If it's getting harsh, do a gentle dip around 3 to 6 kHz. Now blend them. The clean track is your transient story. It tells the listener where the kick and snare live. The filth track is the character and mid-range energy. Extra coach note, if the filth layer starts to feel like it's leading or lagging the clean layer, especially because of chorus or modulation, use track delay on the filth track. Start with plus 3 to plus 10 milliseconds. Nudge until the snare crack feels centered again. This is one of those tiny fixes that makes the whole thing feel more expensive. Another coaching move, if your break is inconsistent going into the distortion chain, roar and redux will behave differently bar to bar. To stabilize it, put a glue compressor before the distortion chain on the filth layer, low ratio like 2 to 1, and only 1 to 2 dB of gain reduction. You're not trying to flatten it, you're just feeding the distorters a steadier signal. Step 4. Resample and print. Commit like an old-school junglist. Go to Amen VHS print. Set its input to resampling. Arm it. Now record 8 or 16 bars of your loop. Once you've recorded, consolidate the audio and name it something clear like Amen VHS print 172 BPM 16 bars. And here's a big workflow upgrade. Print in stages, not just once. Do a light VHS print with subtle roar and redux, and a rect VHS print with harder settings and darker filtering. Label them clearly, Amen VHS Light 16 and Amen VHS Rec 16. Then, in your arrangement, you can swap prints to change energy without touching a single automation lane. That's a huge pro technique for fast writing. Step 5, Raga-friendly arrangement moves. Move A is the tape drop intro, to 8 bars. In bars 1 to 4, filter the Amen down, like cutoff around 2 to 4 kHz. Bars 5 to 8, slowly open the filter up to around 9 to 11 kHz. Right before the drop, automate redux dry slash wet up quickly, just a little spike. Then at the drop, hard cut to full bandwidth and full drums. That hard cut is important. The contrast is what feels rave. Move B is the reload glitch at the end of 16. On bar 16 beat 4, Add beat repeat for a quick 1/4 or 1/8 stutter. Set interval to 1 bar. Grid to 1/8. Chance 100%. Keep the filter off, or just very light. Then, cut everything to silence for an eighth note or a quarter note, and smash back into the loop. That tiny pocket of space is gold for ragga vocals. It gives you call and response energy, like the MC is about to chat and the system yanks back in. Optional step 6. VHS noise layer. Tasteful. Create an audio track called VHS noise. Use a noise sample, or generate noise with a synth that can do it. Filter it with auto filter low pass around 6 to 10 kHz. Keep it quiet, like -30 to -20 dB. Then sidechain compress it from the kick or the whole drum bus so it breathes with a groove. The goal is believable recorded media texture, not white noise permanently sitting on top. Before we wrap, quick mistake check. Don't over-distort the low end. High pass the filth layer at 80 to 120 Hz. Don't over-chorus. Keep it under 20% wet unless you're intentionally washing it out. Don't ignore gain staging. Level match when you A/B. Otherwise, you'll keep turning it up and calling it better. Don't band limit too hard. Start around 9 to 11 kHz, then adjust by vibe. And when you print, leave headroom. Aim peaks around -6 to -3 dB so you have room to process later. Now a quick practice run you can do in about 15 to 20 minutes.